This is a rain rerun from August 2003. The approximate playing time is 8 minutes 30 seconds.
We begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For mid-August 2003, this is the Rain Report. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. This week must have been a slow one for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. I say that because the other night he picked up his bat phone and dialed my phone number. Yes, friends and gentle listeners of Rain, this week I am embarrassed, delighted, to introduce Hap's interview with me, Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.
I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP. This is the Rain Report. This week, interviewing one of our own scriptreaders, Blair Alper, KA9SEQ by name and call, who today lives in Ackley, Iowa for some ungodly reason. But let's go back to the beginning. Well, not quite in the very beginning. Let's find out just what got him into amateur radio in the first place.
Well, I actually had a number of exposures, but didn't put it all together. I had received Heathkit catalogs that were selling ham rigs, but I didn't know what I was looking at. There was a thriving ham club in my high school, but that really didn't mean anything to me and didn't really know what it was. I used to pick up the Sarah repeater in Chicago on a tunable VHF radio, but didn't know what I was listening to. I was picking up a 2-meter repeater on my cable-ready television at Illinois State University in 1984, and I was enjoying listening to the people talking, but didn't know what I was listening to. It sounded very friendly. I recall one day someone was even on the campus. They obviously had a handheld radio, and I practically went dashing out the door to find out who these people were and what this was. Then one day, as fate would have it, a friend of mine from high school came in and caught me listening and said, "Oh, you're listening to 7-9. And I said, "7-9? What's that?" And he said, "146-7-9. I said, "You know what this is?" And he said, "Yeah, that's that little gray radio that I carry around. You mean you can talk to these people? I want in." And he elmered me, and I became a ham.
You became a 220 repeater owner and operator for a while. What got you into 220, and when?
Well, I heard that 220 was a great place to rag chew, and just kind of fell in with the 220 crowd. Being from Oak Park, there was a 220 repeater that at one time was one of the prominent Chicago repeaters, and kind of got involved in the group, and eventually wound up getting a chance to purchase my own repeater, which I did.
And how many years was that on the air in Chicago?
I could not tell you. Obviously, the thing was on the air until I left. It got knocked off the air, actually, by a lightning hit.
What year did you move to Ackley?
97, February of 97.
So you had it up in the air probably for all of the 90s until you moved to Ackley in 97. Ackley, Iowa, what's the population, and is there anything going on ham radio-wise in Ackley, Iowa, and where is it?
Ackley, Iowa is about north-central Iowa. There really isn't too much going on in ham radio locally. As a matter of fact, there is a repeater in town, which was off the air when we first got here, and I found out that they were waiting around to get a voltage regulator circuit. So I put them together one, and the repeater stayed on the air for a little while after that. I wound up working for a company in Chicago doing engineering, and that company, in search of more space and cheaper labor, headed west, and I took advantage of the opportunity to move out here with the company, which has now moved back east, and this time I didn't move.
So you are gainfully unemployed at the moment.
That is correct. I have come up with a few products of my own and am attempting to get my own home-based business off the ground.
Idle Systems.
That's correct.
I don't recall just when or how it is you got involved as a script reader for RAID, but I do remember when I go back into the archives, your voice goes back, I think, even into the late 1980s.
Well, I became interested in the information services. I was a regular check-in to the Bear Information Service.
Which is something I ran from 84 to 89 here in the Chicago area.
Yes, the proprietor of the Bear Information Service, in his infinite wisdom, had this segment called the 90-second sound-off, where you, too, could jump in and weigh in on issues of the day, which I did frequently.
Ham radio issues of the day.
Got to be friends with the net control station, and before long, I was doing things like script reading.
Now, some people are going to know you today from your Sunday night show on the Internet, Life, the Universe, and Everything. The web address will post on the RAID site's mention page at RAIDReport.com. How did you get involved with having your own Sunday night show?
Well, actually, it was through my involvement with, at that time, the RAIN dial-up service that I got involved with Amateur Radio Weekly, which eventually handed the reins over to the crew from This Week in Amateur Radio, who are still on the air. And just as with getting the opportunity to get into repeaters through buying my own repeater, I managed to acquire one of these satellite services myself, which I ran between 92 and 93, and I continue to be involved with C-band satellite to this day.
And the guiding light, if you will, of This Week in Amateur Radio, George Bowen, W2SBS, is a script reader for RAIN as well. In all the years you've been involved with, first, the Bear Information Service here in Chicago, then the RAIN dial-up, and now what is known as a RAIN report, what's been the most fun part of your involvement?
I would have to say the celebrity recognition at Dayton, the autograph signers, all the women that are interested in me because of my involvement with RAIN. It really has made me feel like a rock star.
Uh-huh. I think I need to get my hip boots out here. It's getting very deep in here. Let's try again, Blair.
I enjoy doing the introductions and lending my voice to RAIN. It's just fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that gives you a little insight into the character known as Blair Alper, K-N-I-S-E-Q, a frequent script reader of RAIN. In fact, it's going to be rather unusual for you to hear him interviewed this week and doing the script as well. That's a real trick to do. This has been the RAIN Report. I'm Hap Holly, K-C-9-R-P, I think, in Chicago.
This concludes this offbeat edition of the RAIN Report, copyright 2003, RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.